Friday, July 13th, 2018. I'm your host, Ben Union, the Persevering Artist. Welcome to the Persevering Artist Podcast. Today, since I am a mentor coach, I would like to tell you how to find a mentor for your own life, or your own business, or your own project. I have to sort through these questions in my own mind of who should I hire? Why should I hire them? What will they do for the cost? How much do they cost? What ways will they help me? What are the tangible measurements of how I determine their effectiveness? All of these things. And I know that people are weighing those things before they hire me as well. So I want to tell you my philosophy very quickly on the things that I look for in a mentor. Now, this could be applied to the things you'd look for in a pastor, the things you'd look for in a coach. Basically, anyone who you're learning something from or anyone who is helping you grow, it's very important to define your terms of reference. You want to make sure that you are getting information from the right place. And you want to make sure that you're vibing with the people that you're getting the information from. It's very hard to listen to people that we don't like, or listen to people that don't really speak our language, or clash with our personality or temperament, etc. So this is a list of six things that are musts in my own life when, or I guess I would say before, hiring a coach or a mentor. I'd say, I'd say number one, someone who comes with a good recommendation. So it's always best to work with people, at least in my experience, it's always best to work with people who have been recommended by somebody that I know. I don't take recommendations lightly, which is why if someone recommends something to me, a restaurant or a band or a movie or a coach, and their first couple recommendations didn't work out too well for me, then I'm not typically going to go back to them and ask them for a recommendation. So you want to find the right people to recommend the right coaches to you. So you want to find someone who comes with a good recommendation from someone with a proven track record of recommending things to you. You want to be recommended things by people who know what they're recommending, who understand what you're needing. Define your terms of reference. That's what I'm saying. The second thing is, you want to find someone with a proven track record. There's a lot of people saying that they know how to do things, but they don't have the track record to prove it. When I go to coach individuals or bands, I point to my moral authority. All of my albums, all of the songs I've written, the videos I've shot and produced, the work I've done for other people, my resume, my training, a proven track record. It's not enough. You don't just want somebody to talk to you, okay? And this leads me to the third point, which is you want to find someone who can find solutions for you. Someone who can actually give you tangible solutions for your problem. That's point three. If you get in a room with someone, and after the first hour, they haven't given you at least one solution for why you're coming to them, I wouldn't go back to them. I am, in my coaching, my style, someone who very much wants to move the ball and create value for the bands, the projects, the businesses, the individuals that come to me and pay me for my solutions. See, the thing is about coaching and mentoring, I don't know anything else that you couldn't know if you just did the research, applied the knowledge, and put in the reps. But if you want to bypass a lot of the BS, a lot of the dummy taxes, if you want to get to the answer quicker, you're going to hire someone who has done all of those things and can give you exact solutions on the spot for what you're needing. Now, it doesn't mean they have to know everything. I don't know everything. I lead with that on oftentimes with those that I work with. I say, I don't know everything. If there's something I don't know, I'll find out. And that's very good. You don't want somebody who doesn't know a lot of things But don't be afraid of someone who says to you, I don't know, but I'll find out. But I would say also use caution if they say that too much. Fourth, I would say find someone who resonates with you, who vibes with you, someone you get along with, not someone that is unafraid to tell you the truth. So you need someone who is very honest with you, but you don't want somebody who's just going to be so nice and never tell you the truth. It's a hard balance to find. So you need to find someone who resonates with you in that they speak your language. When they give you a solution or give you the answer to something or ask a certain question or draw something out of you, that will resonate with you. You want somebody that is on the same vibration that you are, the same resounding vibe. Okay, another way to put it would be, I don't know, like I've grown up in church, but there's certain pastors that I just don't like their preaching. They're just not great communicators. At least I don't connect with their form of communication, so I'm not going to go listen to their messages. But I could find 20 different people who talk about the same content or subject matter, and if they resonate with me with their style, that's mostly what I'm talking about. Someone whose style resonates with you. So that's number four. Number five is someone who's not lazy. I would venture to guess that a high percentage of those who are in the coaching business or who are mentoring or pastoring or whatever, they're very, very lazy. They are trying to do something for nothing. These people talk a lot but never do. These people have all the answers but have no track record. Okay, you don't want lazy people. You want somebody who's a worker, who knows what it's like to run with the ball, who understands the concept of actually moving the ball and creating value for you. Someone who is not lazy. Someone who doesn't just take your money and then run. You never hear from them the rest of the month. Okay, so that's number five. Number six, this is the final point. You want someone who charges. Going back to church, I pay, and this is interesting to people. I don't pay. I owe, according to my belief system and faith. I owe 10% to God. I tithe. That's what Christians do. It's part of the tribe. If you're a Christian, you tithe. Some Christians don't believe in tithe. They believe in giving. One way or the other, there's an exchange of value. So I've been in scenarios where somebody's taken 2 hours of my time and then I want to charge them only for the 1 hour that we booked, but I've gotten smart in that I give them a cutoff time of 1 hour if I'm charging. Bottom line is, they say, okay, they get all this information, I find solutions, I give them all these resources, I show them exactly how I booked the headline show at the whatever festival, the regional headliner I am. You came to me because you wanted the answer, right? So I give you the answer, and then you take an extra hour of my time, and then you ask at the end, what am I paying for? You just paid to pick my brain. You just paid for me to give you the solution. You just paid for me to draw you the roadmap. What are you talking about? What are you paying for? Which is why I always charge up front, never charge at the end. I charge before the appointment happens or the conversation happens. But I would say someone who charges, because people who charge are people that aren't just doing this as a hobby. They're doing this as a business. They're into the idea of making money. If you want to make more, you're going to pay somebody to show you how to make more. Or else you're going to do the research on your own, which is what brings me back to the question of why would you want a mentor anyways? I think we all need mentors, and I think it's very important those who you're going to get the mentoring from. So if you want an honorable mention, a number seven, I would say you want people that are going, someone who's going to hold you accountable and not just talk to you, but make sure that you follow through on the tasks that they give you to do. So there you go. I told you six, there's 7 points. This is my style. This is every point of which I must have answered in the correct way for me to hire someone to mentor me. Once I answer all these questions, I don't question them anymore. Once I have all of these things figured out, the proven track record, someone who resonates, someone who can find solutions, someone who charges, someone who's not lazy, someone who comes with good recommendations from someone else, you know, a recommendation from a friend about this mentor. Yeah, there you go. And someone who holds you accountable. That's the honorable mention. Well, this has been a good week of podcasting. Feel free to go back and peruse the rest of the podcast. Pretty sure this is episode 86 today, 85 or 86. We're on a roll. Ben Union Live happens on YouTube every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'll be back this Monday with more. And I'll be back on Monday daytime with another podcast, episode 87. So go to BenUnion.com. The email just went out today for the new music video with Tony Smiley. It's brand new. It's up on YouTube now. And there's a 25% discount code for my online merchandise store for the entire month of July. And I may even keep it through August just to, you know, give y'all a break there in the pocketbook as you so generously support the union movement. So go subscribe at BenUnion.com. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Those are my three main social outlets and places where I hang and interact with my audience. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to touch on subjects that you need more understanding in. I'd be happy to take recommendations. Either way, use hashtag join the union. God bless, and I'll see you Monday. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.